Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is officially the Democratic nominee for Minnesota governor. Klobuchar thanked delegates at the state convention in Rochester for endorsing her.
Dear fellas, you have given me this incredible privilege to serve you in the U.S. Senate and represent all of you. And I love my job, but I love the state of Minnesota more.
Klobuchar told the convention, quote, "With your support, I will be the first woman to be elected governor of Minnesota." Kendall Qualls is the winner of the GOP endorsement for governor.
Minnesota Republicans have endorsed the former health executive and veteran for governor after a long, glitch-filled convention. Voting issues with electronic clickers sparked concerns from some candidates about the process. Qualls secured the endorsement on the 10th ballot, clearing the 60% threshold in a head-to-head race against House Speaker Lisa Damith, becoming the first black candidate to win a major party endorsement for governor in Minnesota. The race may not be settled yet, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and possibly Damith are considering primary runs in August. Shaul Maloney, MNN.
Attorney General Keith Ellison is blasting Minnesota Republicans for holding a moan of silence for Derek Chauvin, the ex-officer convicted of murdering George Floyd.
Republican Party leaders said the moment of silence was intended to recognize what they view as concerns about due process and fairness in Chauvin's prosecution, rather than to celebrate George Floyd's death. Ellison called the tribute heartbreaking and shocking, coming just days after the sixth anniversary of Floyd's murder.
That's Tasha Radel reporting. And Prince Celebration 2026 events are planned all week in the Twin Cities to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of Prince's death and his birthday on June 7th. Farm bankruptcies are on the rise in Minnesota, and an ag attorney says it's a sign of growing financial stress. Austin Pfeiffer with Ag Business and Legal Strategy says the farm economy continues to decline.
We have a war in Iran that's affecting oil and fertilizer prices, and we still have weak commodity prices, and we don't have a full-fledged farm bill. So I hope I'm wrong, but I don't expect great improvements in the near future.
Minnesota led the nation in farm bankruptcies in the first quarter of the year. And the Minnesota Vikings are reportedly hiring former Seahawks assistant GM Nolan Teasley as their general manager. The NFL Network and ESPN reported the Purple hired Teasley over the weekend. He spent 13 seasons in Seattle and served as assistant GM since 2023. He replaces interim GM Rob Brzezinski. This is MNN.